So, no matter what happens in our lives, it's possible to smile. And I would like to invite you to smile just for a moment. Even if you don't want to. Just notice how it feels. Smile. Go ahead. Smile. Ooh, how nice. Sometimes in practice we take ourselves so seriously. Everything becomes dark and serious, and we drown in our problems, our life issues. And it's fantastic, because I remember that one day a teacher told me, you know, if you're too serious in your practice, you lose your way. What does that mean, losing our way when we become too serious? We can explain this in many ways. You know, being so fixated on the problem that we only see the problem and we don't see life and how it's beautiful to receive the rain that fell today and the scent of the earth and how the sun is appearing and how breathing can happen naturally. So really kind of being blindsided. So smile. Another way to be too serious is to be fixated on the goal. You know, oh my gosh, only two more days. I didn't get what I wanted. Oh. You can rest. So there's no doubt that that beautiful quality of kindness and care, softness, helps us smile. So rather than getting, wow, what can I give? Give to this planet, give to this earth, give to yourself. That offering. Did you notice that there were new little flowers just before the sitting meditation hall? Did you notice how beautiful they are? And how they're blossoming and how they're benefiting from receiving some rain? It's amazing. They look completely different than this morning before the rain. So this is how a smile can actually completely change the atmosphere, the inner atmosphere. And it's so obvious that at times, you know, we get caught in these loops, in these ideas of nothing's going exactly how I want it, nothing's going right, everything's horrible, I hate being here, I want to be anywhere else than here, and woo, I'm making it horrible. And just the moment after, you can say, wow, I can smile, and whoa, it's so much easier. And I can call forth some metta, some kindness, and there's already a softening within these conditions. And there's more ease. So, uplifting. How can you enjoy yourself just for a little bit? Taking some pleasure in nourishing the heart, giving water to the heart. That water element softens everything. And metta is the water element. Kindness, care, just gives you the nourishment. So once again, you're going to be invited into relaxation. If you want, you can lie down Now, check for yourself if that's something which is appropriate for you, how you can benefit from lying down, just in a way that you are a little more relaxed, less in pain if there's body pain. And again, it's not nap time. We've had nap time, right? We've even had a longer nap time than in the other days. So if there's a tendency to have sleepiness, which is totally fine, whatever, but please don't snore. And should you have this tendency, may your neighbor be allowed to give you a gentle touch to wake you up. So relaxing in this posture, whether sitting down or lying down, and just notice the ease of the body, that quality of ease, and actually taking it in. It may take a moment to connect and to feel the ease. How the body sensations can touch the floor. There's an awareness of what's happening here and now. Gently, you don't need to do anything. Just cultivating this quality of presence, a simple presence. Being in touch. And very naturally, you allow yourself to receive what's here. And if you wish, you can settle in contact with the entire body or in the heart center, just that connection, whether with a hand or two hands, to actually feel. That connection. Oh, it's soft. It's a caring. It's an offering to this being. Whatever is happening right now, there's the nature of this being breathing, sensing, hearing. Wishing ourselves well, whatever may be present, it's always possible to wish ourselves well. And it may be a contact, a connection, which happens in the silence. If that's easier, just to be in contact with that soft energy of love, kindness, care. Without needing it be any kind of way. It's just the watering, the offering, the cultivation. The connection. And very clearly sensing how it may impact your entire being, whatever may appear in this moment, may it be received. With gentleness. And it's possible that we have this natural inclination, natural desire to maybe say a few words to support the quality of care. Or allowing, may I be happy, or may I be well. May I be peaceful. Or whatever wish you may have for yourself in this moment. Just this moment. So connecting with a word or phrase or a few phrases, whatever supports the connection. Or in silence, as I said previously, just the energy of love, of kindness, of care. At times receiving the care. There's the giving and the receiving, both may be happening together. That interconnectedness, the offering and the receiving. Very gently sustaining the support of kindness, relaxing, resting. in the quiet. Notice how the contact with the goodness may affect the mind, the heart, the body. This extraordinary capacity to be able to choose what is good for ourselves. It's very natural. Possibility of feeling a little more openness, spaciousness, softness. Just a little bit more simple. And if we wish, we can stay in contact with ourselves, if that feels good. Of value, beneficial. Or very clearly there may be possibility of opening the field of presence, of kind-hearted presence. And maybe an easy being may visit in thought. Easy being may be an animal, a cat, a bird, or any being that is easy to meet. Again, in simplicity, just as I wish to be happy, you too wish to be happy or in peace. May you be well. And again, a smile may arise. Smiling at the contact with this being or with ourselves. inviting some positive energy in the field of presence. And once again, if we want, for the last minutes of the sitting, we can open the field. Not just one being, not just myself, not just this other being, but an opening, unconditionally, knowing that all beings here in this room wish to be happy and wish to be in peace, wish to be well. So there's a real strength in supporting the care, the kindness, offering each one, no matter what is happening in the context of relationship, unconditionally, it's possible to offer words, thoughts of care, of kindness. This collective force, strength, of positive energy. We are nature, and nature speaks outside. Each one has a song. And if we wish, in the last moments of the sitting, we may unify our forces of care, kindness. And very naturally express or radiate care and kindness in all directions. To the north, the south, the east, the west. A group of people manifesting peace, harmony, and care. In the stillness, in the very situation that we are finding ourselves in. Is very beneficial. For the world. Radiating kindness, care, in all directions. Wishing all beings to be happy, to be peaceful, to be well. A wholesome intention, wholesome aspiration. This aspiration is unconditional. Meaning, no matter what the circumstances are like. the offering is authentic and true for each one of us to support care for ourselves, care for each other, and care to support harmony and peace in this world. Once again, really take your time to do the transition from lying down to sitting. And if you wish to leave with a smile on your face, it will be an offering to each and every one. Thank you. So there's groups that are happening, and naturally there's also a little bit of walking, supporting each other, continuing the journey with some engagement, but also a lightness of heart. Just notice if you're kind of drifting into, wow, it's so negative. It doesn't need to be this way. Just noticing how we can so easily drown in the negative. It's habit. For many of us, it's just habit. So you can incline towards balance. It's really possible and so helpful.